Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg, we're here till 9 o'clock. We're the opening act for a full day of football. Also, check us out on radio.com app. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
We are just getting started on a rainy, just nasty morning. Mr. Crenshaw thought he was done with the rain, but I'm experiencing some a little bit over here in West Cobb, which means you're getting it in about 20 minutes.
Man, it got downright swampy yesterday. I mean, I thought we were going to bring out the pontoon boats. It just wouldn't stop. And I think we had flash flood warnings around the area. Hope everybody was okay if you're not listening area. Because it started yesterday. It drifted in here around 3, 3.30ish or so started. And once it got here, man, it just stayed.
Well,
it wouldn't go away.
It's a good thing you got your yard work done.
I did. And you know what? I did. I told you I was working on leaves. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I worked on those leaves. Yeah, they're still falling, but I won't have to worry about those.
Yeah, but guess what? You will by tomorrow or Tuesday. See, I'm not doing that no more.
Well, they won't and be I'm the same ones. I just think when it rains on them, it just gets them down there in the grass and makes it harder to deal with. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm trying to keep from bringing a rake out or the yard broom. I just want to do it with my blower, and I got my little yard vac, and I'm good.
Okay, well, I did like that statement about, well, it ain't the same ones. Well, yeah, you're
right.
You're right. It ain't the same ones. But I used to do that same thing, man. The first bunch of leaves that fall down, I'd get out there and clean them up. Then 4 days later, I'd be out there again. So now I'm not bothered with it. I let it come down nice and, you know, for about a week's worth of gathering, and then I can just go out there, and I've got it down to where I'll just blow stuff to the side and then walk along the fence and just, like, chop them up and blow them. Or run the lawnmower over it. See, what I do is I blow them to the side, then I run the lawnmower over it. That chops it up, and I can blow it with that, like you said, with the leaf blower, and then just off to the side.
Yeah,
I'll mulch it up there first because yeah, you're right. Then it'll blow back. And I'm not having that. It's a red shirt Sunday, man.
How about that? It didn't look like, well, he's going to wear the red shirt regardless of this event, but it didn't look like it after the first round. Man, everybody was. Boy, people were talking about, boy, he doesn't look like, obviously we're talking about Tiger Woods, and people were saying, boy, it doesn't look like he's going to, you know, be ready for Augusta. We got weeks away from this thing, and that wasn't around. Then he comes back the next day with a 66, and ooh, you stand corrected.
Listen, it's interesting to me that his worst days turn out to be the best score I ever got playing golf.
How about that?
Now, I did remember seeing him shoot, I think it was an 81 once, in some crazy round at the British Open when the wind was blowing and nobody could use a driver. I could be wrong of the location, but I think he actually posted an 81 once because it was just terrible conditions. But with regular conditions and him just playing bad, the worst scores that he seems to come up with are the ones I shoot for. And most of us who don't play golf regularly shoot for too. But yeah, he's sitting at 3 under right now, tied with Phil Mickelson.
How about that?
Yeah, he was the last one on the board, you know, after that first round. But at least he moved up some. So we will see. But again, Red Shirt Sunday, it's a Sunday where we get to talk about almost all aspects of college football. We just got one waiting in the bullpen, and that'll be the Pac-12, and they start in a couple weeks. But yesterday, of course, Big Ten. Came to the party. They showed up and had some things had some things to say, had some statements to be made. I don't know if they really were made. You know, how did you feel about yesterday's play in total?
Yeah, in total, it was a fun day when Georgia wasn't playing, so we were just watching certain games, and that was going to be. We wanted to see how the Big Ten showed up, and everyone's waiting to see Ohio State. And then last night, everybody wanted to see Michigan. They got to see them win, but there was an upset that I think is good, and we'll get into that in the next segment. I'm like, good. that's the way I'm feeling about this about the conference.
I know.
In general. And, of course, we'll get into more because Chris Marler's going to join us. And, make sure
get your drinks
waiters.
Early.
Yeah, make sure tip your waiters. tip your waiters because he'll be here at the 7 o'clock
hour. If you don't know who Chris Marler is from Saturday Down South. And he's one of our go-to guys. But he has rapidly become one of our favorite guests to have on. Not just because of his knowledge of college football, but who he is and his enthusiasm. Moreover, the dude's a stand-up comic. Now, when he comes on here, he's not doing an 8-minute set, but he's just really good. And he doesn't come on like your basic reporter. He got places and people and teams that he don't like, and he lets you know about it. And the whole Big Ten thing happened when they were opted out, and we were talking to him about that, you know, he just didn't want to hear it. And I kept pressing him, and he still didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I can't wait till today. And by the way, and actually we should ask Ken this too, our producer, Ken Rountree. We gave him the opportunity to pick his own theme song. Do we remember what that was? Because he had two of them, right?
Yeah,
or was Shahid with us then? Okay, Ken's not saying anything. Sam, I'm asking you. Do you remember what they were?
Oh, man. You know, that's a good.
We'll ask him again. He's gonna have to narrow. Okay, so today is the day he makes it official. He's got to pick one, and that'll be because the only other person with a theme song on this show is D-Led. And by the way, we're gonna lend that out today, right?
We're gonna lend that out. We got Nui Scruggs coming on. He was also a member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternal, but he's out in Dallas. He's worked in Dallas for a number of years, and. He's a good friend with our cohort, Carl Dukes. They've known each other for many years. So, maybe Carl will be up when he joins us at 8:20 to talk NFL. Of course, things that's happening in Dallas, the soap opera that continues there. So, it'll be with that. So, that's coming up. And John Nelson's going to join us at 6:40. He's got a special honor he received.
Yeah, he does.
We'll acknowledge that as he talks some high school football with us, obviously from GPB. And the interesting high school season that we're having where we had a game set for Thursday, right up to Thursday morning, they postponed it. And I'm trying to find out if they're going to reschedule this game. It's going to be a really good – it's going to be one of the better games of the weekend. And didn't play it because of a positive test for a certain team. And the second time it's happened to this particular team too.
That is a world-class tease from Mr. Crenshaw. What 7 o'clock is when you find out who he's talking about because that's his time to tell you about what's going on with local high school and college games. Like I said, you talked about Georgia being off yesterday.
Georgia State was on. Georgia State got a good win.
Georgia Southern, I was going to ask you about.
Down at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, what's up with Coastal? We met that coach. In fact, he came up and I remember we were out at McEachern. And the guy who was at Coastal Carolina at the time being was at another school, something like that. But he came up and was just all over you, man. And it's like, good to see you. And so I can't remember his name, though.
Tuck it to it. It was good to see him out there. But you know what? They are 5-0. And so, they're ranked, nationally ranked. And they're coming here next week. They'll be here next Sunday. Next Saturday to take on Georgia State. So Saturday at 12 noon, the undefeated Chanticleers. Of
who?
Coastal
what?
Carolina.
What would you?
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers. What is that?
Yeah, it's French for chicken. Why? What's wrong?
Didn't expect that. What? I thought you were gonna say, "Oh, it's French for automobile or something like something a little bit classy." But chicken.
Well, you know, here we go. It's South Carolina. University of South Carolina is Gamecocks. That's chicken.
That makes plenty of sense.
University of Coastal Carolina It's French chicken.
That makes sense to me. I just didn't expect you to say that.
You serve different things on the side with it. You know what I mean? I don't know what you serve on the side with French chicken. I don't know if it goes with coleslaw and potato salad. I don't know what you serve with French chicken.
When I was in grammar school, I forgot what grade it was, but one of the things, if you grew up in Chicago, and I would imagine this happens in most big cities, that you always take a field trip to, if you got a museum or places like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you go out there to go to the zoo, you go to places. But in Chicago, we would take field trips to like the Sears Tower or the Hancock Building, right? And at the top of the Hancock Building, at the Sears Tower, one of the two, there was a restaurant called the 95th, and it was a French restaurant. And that's what it was. I was taking, we had either Spanish or French we could take as a course in school. And, you know, everybody just took it because it was an elective. And one of the things you got to do if you were in the French class, you got to take a field trip to this restaurant. And I just remember getting some kind of chicken, and it didn't look nothing like Church's. And they had some kind of thing on the side that I would imagine was, I don't know. But it didn't look like rice or mashed potatoes or anything that I normally get with chicken on the side. But they didn't have that. They just called it chicken. They didn't have that name you just called it.
Chanticleer.
Yeah. I just remember that. It was just
it's an interesting field trip you go on to the Sears Tower. I remember a field trip I went on to a dairy farm. When I was a kid,
hey.
They want you to see where hey kid, you drink milk every day. Look at where the milk comes from. You just walk through these rows of cows and just standing there, man.
I do remember that there was a discussion in my house about there was like you had to pay for it. So every kid in the school, their parents had to chip in, and I don't know if it was $5 or $10. Probably was like $10 at the time being, and that was a lot of money back in the day. But yeah, there was a discussion if whether or not Greg was going to go to it or not. But I ended up going, but it wasn't a slam dunk that I was going to go. Listen, we're just getting started talking about chicken. I'm learning new French words, and we're going to hear some more with John Nelson because he's got an award. That's coming up in a little bit, but we're going to go around college football and the games from yesterday. Sam and I just getting started on a Sunday morning, the 25th day of October. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out on the radio.com app. Sam and Greg, we are here until 9, opening act for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Good morning, Georgia. Hope you're having a very good week
morning.
So far. listen, we got clarification on your French word, which I'm not going to try to pronounce again. The deal from
Chanticleers.
Chanticleer. I like how you throw that in there. Chanticleer.
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers. Well, our producer.
You would love to go and visit. You would love to go visit that campus.
Absolutely.
Because it's in Myrtle Beach, and the colors are teal. The turf is teal. Those are the colors.
Hang on a second. How do they get away with that so close to North? What's North Carolina's colors? Isn't that? I thought that was teal, blue.
That's baby blue.
No, not Chapel Hill. Well, Carolina blue.
Yeah.
Don't get me started with that.
That
was the old color.
What's your problem?
The folks up in North Carolina will correct you quickly about that.
Okay, we ain't in North Carolina, so I'm going to.
They'll tell you quickly that God is a Tar Heel fan. Why does he paint the sky Carolina blue? Don't get me started with the folks in North Carolina.
All right,
I lived there for 7 years.
Never heard that before. I didn't know that.
You go to North Carolina, they'll tell you that the minute you cross the state line.
Okay. Well, Ken came in and gave the actual definition for that word. And Ken, would you please?
Ken, give us a clarification, Ken.
Well, the Chanticleer is a rooster most commonly found in fairy tales or tales. And he's actually mentioned in Chaucer's Canterbury Tale. So. That's where they get it from.
Okay. See? There you go. The number of education with you this morning, Sam. I didn't know that word. Now I know. Not only do I know the word, I know where it comes from. I know how to properly use it. I use it for not just chickens, but I can incorporate it into a foghorn leghorn cartoon too.
For the layman person out there, it's just a magic rooster. There you go.
There you go. A different kind of movie.
But he lives at the beach. He's got great accommodations. He's at the beach, so that's nice.
Okay. All right. Well, we brought this whole up. If you're just joining us, because we're talking about the loss yesterday by Georgia Southern. I was curious as to the team Coastal Carolina and how they were playing so far this year. And Sam brought us up. They're a pretty good team, and they're coming here next week. And so folks should pay attention to them. They're not a sleeper this year, right?
They're another nationally ranked team from the state of South Carolina. How about that? Because the other one gets all the attention, you know, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got another nationally ranked team in the state of South Carolina. It is Coastal Carolina.
Well, apparently the people who are in charge of that other South Carolina team don't feel like the rest of us think that they should be getting more attention. Of course, I'm alluding to the post-game conference with Dabo Swinney yesterday after Clemson won again. But it wasn't enough. Kim, do we have that sound from Dabo Swinney and him addressing the media?
I got it.
Oh, he's working on it.
By almost four touchdowns. So I think this is the right press conference. So I just want to make sure, you know, because I'm not getting any questions about, you know, are you proud of you guys for winning the game? It's all about, there's a lot of negative questions. So you're not going to get any negative stuff from me.
Sam,
47-21, 47-21 to score. Clemson wins, right. and it's you know, coach sound like he's got hurt feelings.
It did, didn't he? Well, apparently he didn't know his quarterback came out before his press conference and said that, you know, we just didn't show enough energy. Now Clemson shut Syracuse out in the first quarter, 17-0. Then they got beat in the second quarter. Syracuse put up more points. It was 14-10. Then the third quarter, they both put up 7 points. And then the fourth quarter, Clemson put up 13 points. So I guess it was the second and the third quarter that the quarterback wasn't enamored with the energy his team was putting out. So Trevor Lawrence said that in his press conference. Dabo got hit with it and was perplexed as to why he was. Listen, you know, we know what they're going to do. There's nothing interesting that's going to come out of these two guys, meaning him and Saban. But right now, I'm done with Saban. Did you hear his post-game press conference yesterday?
Nah, I missed him.
That was
but
okay.
But I figured, I mean, with the Tennessee, it was going to be a layup. So, but
yeah, but they got the win. But it was what he said about Jaylen Waddle and losing him. If you don't know, first play of the game, Jaylen Waddle breaks his ankle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was bad enough.
He's done for the season.
He's done for the season. But the collateral damage is not. Now, this kid probably thought he could come out this year and get ready for the NFL. He's a junior. Now he knows he's got to come back because he's out for the season and he's got to be seen. He was projected, I think it was top 12, top 10 on Kuiper's, you know, draft board. So he was going out. He was going to get the big money. He was going to be playing on Sundays. He has this happen. This affects speed. This affects cutting. This is the worst injury, one of the worst injuries that a skill position player could have. So now he's got to come back. But the problem I got with Saban is in the post-game press conference. Listen, this is worse than his back and forth with Maria Taylor, as far as I'm concerned. Because she had at least a chance to, like, you know, slap him down and get back to questioning. And she wasn't intimidated. He put out yesterday, while he was talking about, they asked him about it. He talked about the kid being out for the rest of the year. Then he says, well, he shouldn't have run it out of the end zone in the first place. Or words to that effect. He shouldn't have been taking the ball out of the end zone. When you catch the ball that deep, you should have said, well, while that is correct, why would you, A, as his head coach, say that on national TV afterwards when you lost this dude for the season? That just rubbed me the wrong way. Not only me, but Booger McFarland, too, who was on the show that I saw the replay on, was on ESPN, or actually might have been the ABC pregame show before the Michigan game, and Booger was like, "Nah, we don't need to be hearing that. Why you got to say else? You know, why you got to say that?" It was just unnecessarily snarky.
But you know what? You know what though? Saban kind of turned some people off last year when Tua got hurt, because it was a game he didn't even have to be playing in. Remember that? It was an opponent he was playing against. He could have put your third string guy out there and beat. But Tua is out there, and he gets that severe injury, which thankfully he was able to recover from. And, you know, now he's, you know, been named the starter down in Miami, which is great. Got better into the story. But he did that last year. And a lot of people say, you know, still, you know, and then said, well, that's what we normally do. That's what we normally – but you didn't need him. And he was already nursing some type of injury before you even put him out there to play the game. My thing is, why was he even out there? So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's not quite as bad as last year, but it's kind of that same thing.
It just, you know, man, why, what is it that runs through your mind while you're standing there on national TV, you know everybody's clinging on every word you say, right? And you got to throw that out there about this kid. He said a lot of things, but for whatever reason, that one more than the others stuck with me, because I felt bad, and I don't give a spit about Alabama. You know we don't care about that. We come here, and by the way, we're going to get into what we really want them for, but now I don't even know if I want his pothole money. I don't even know if I want his pothole money, Sam. He can stay there and fix things in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, he's probably on his way here. We will probably get to see him. You know, we'll see him. Georgia didn't play yesterday.
Nah.
Tech had a rough outing yesterday up at Boston College. And, you know, we were, you know, looking to see, you know, if they could bounce back after what happened with Clemson last week, 73 points. They go up there and then they play and do some respectable things. But they play once again like a young team, just looking for consistency. I think that's the main thing with them. Can they bottle up what they had from the Florida State game, or really bottle up what they had from the Louisville game, and do that each and every week? And we're seeing they're having trouble doing that consistently every week. To me, those are just growing pains of a young team with this, you know, coach in his second year. A lot of young players having to play that under normal circumstances may not be starting, but he's putting them out there to learn. It's a rough trip up to Boston College, and it gets no easier next week. They come back here for Notre Dame, which Notre Dame, who played like Notre Dame yesterday. Yeah. You know, and a lot of people feel like Ohio State wanted to make an impressive showing yesterday because Notre Dame was up to number 3 in the rankings. But Notre Dame went out and showed themselves very well yesterday. They could be who we think they are. And you know, and
who
we'll
do we
see.
Think they are?
Well, that's just it, though. We think that they're the team that's going to play an ACC schedule that can challenge Clemson and give them a tough game in that conference championship game. That's who we think they are. That's who we hope they are anyway. Somebody that would give Clemson a stern test. Meanwhile, Big Ten, and we ain't even touching them yet, man. Come on. There's got to be some joy in your house, right? Aren't people excited?
I was backing up for a running start. Actually, I still had something I wanted to talk to you about with what you were just talking about a minute ago, Notre Dame and what we think they are, and I don't think about them at all. And I think this year is going to be a bigger problem for them being constricted to a conference as opposed to the independent. They usually fly in through the back door for these end of season matchups and bowl games and playoffs because they're Notre Dame and they're independent. But now, as you said, they got to go through Clemson or at least play a good game there to even be considered. And they ain't taking two teams out of the ACC. So Notre Dame can do all they want, and they're just a placeholder right now for Ohio State, in the words of many others. I'm not the only one that has said that. But, yeah, yesterday, Sam, man, I had two females waking me up at 7:30 in the morning like it was Christmas morning. And one of them had 4 legs and one had 2. And both of them were all excited. 7:30 in the morning. Now, I wasn't getting up that early. But when things got, you know, folks were waking up. I'm talking about my dog Jesse jumped in the bed, by the way, in case you didn't understand that statement. Tracy was like Christmas morning yesterday. I mean, got up, had the coffee, music was going, everything was, it was like, the game was 7 hours away or 12 hours away. And she was all worked up into a lather. And hey, was, every time I switched over to try to see what was going on with the World Series, it was like taking food out of Jesse's bowl. You know, you guys are winning by 25 points. Yes, it was a big day yesterday in South Michigan. Michigan gets the win. But more importantly, this is a team that looks like they finally have a quarterback.
Okay.
Joe Milton.
Did that. My thing I liked in the Big Ten yesterday, Indiana knocking off Penn State. Shout out to the Fighting Fred Khalils. big win for them, 36-35. They beat Penn State.
Yeah, they really did.
Basically canceled Penn State out, basically. Well, we'll see what Indiana does the rest of the way.
Penn State gave that game away, though.
I want some team like an Indiana or somebody to come out of nowhere in that conference. I would just love it if that would happen. I know everybody wants to see Ohio State. I wish somebody would come in and just turn it upside down. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm going to get you more thoughts on some college football. We'll get back to that in a minute. But up next, the award-winning John Nelson from Georgia Public Broadcasting will join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Welcome to Weekend Mornings, everybody. It is a game day Sunday. Sam and Greg with you until 9 a.m. This morning, and hope you're traveling safely wherever you are in the area. If you have to move around, those who have to go to work, our first responders, people who still must work during this time, we thank you. Matter of fact, Greg, I posted something on the 92.9 The Game Twitter page. You go there. It's members of the Gwinnett Fire and Emergency Crew Truck 4. I took a selfie with them at the Norcross Mill Creek game last Friday night, and it's posted there. Just thanks to those guys for being out there. Now, they obviously posed for the picture. They were where they were supposed to be. I want to make sure everybody's where you're supposed to be. So they were all sitting there on the truck watching, enjoying the game. We took a picture of
them. So these guys, that's different than the other people that you told me about, the Gwinnett County EMTs? Are these the same folks?
No, different guys.
Okay, we got to add them to the list, man. We got to add
truck
them.
Truck 4. We had the EMTs at the Parkview game a few weeks ago, and this is over at Norcross. They were taking on Mill Creek this
but
past
these are
Friday
Gwinnett
night.
County what?
Gwinnett County Fire and Emergency.
Fire.
And as we go to game, we're going to look for our first responders and take pictures with them and thank them for that. That's
okay,
what we're doing Friday night.
Truck number five, you said?
Truck 4. Truck 4.
Truck 4. Okay, sorry about that, y'all. Okay, so we got this is like our list. It's growing. We got Paulding County Firehouse. Brandon Newsom and the boys out there. We got the Gwinnett County EMTs, which you know, and now you're Gwinnett County Fire and Emergency, truck number 4. This is going to be a list that continues to grow.
Yes. So. And we thank them for being here. Hey, they get excited about high school football. They're excited about our guest coming up, joining us on the waitfor.com hotline for GPB Sports, John Nelson. John, good morning.
Hey.
So did they actually let you on the truck itself to take the picture?
No, they didn't let me on the truck. I was standing on the field, and I held the camera up, and they were over my shoulder. I said, "Hey guys,
did they let you? Was this like a hook and ladder? Whether you got into the ladder section and you got to drive from the back of the truck?"
John, are you having a picture? John, I got a picture of him sitting up on top like a Dalmatian.
I know, I was too.
That's a funny picture right there, but that's what we need. Hey man, Sam, you didn't do this dude justice. We've been having John on for years, but he's got a new title now. He comes on.
Yes, yes.
We introduce him as the award-winning John Nelson. Let's give him a nice round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. We give him.
Put your hands together and show your love. Congratulations on the honor. There we go.
There you go.
Man, it's like the people magnified all of a sudden. It's like you let in an audio studio.
Well, you
or
know,
a studio audience.
Theater of the mind. We're going to let that one go. I'm going to ask you a question before you get into what you normally talk about, because it actually has something to do with a guy who's local, and I don't get a chance to bring up this name that often.
And I will answer incorrectly, I'm sure. It's like calculus or something.
Bailey Hockman.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. McEachern played with his pops, and now he's at NC State. What sort of career should I look for from this guy, in your estimation, if he gets a chance to continue to play? I understand he's in because another guy, the other quarterback got hurt, but how do you see his college career playing out?
Well, I mean, you look at somebody like Bailey, and first off, I think he throws correctly. If I remember, he throws with the left hand, so you get that good spin into the receivers.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's good to see Bailey get a chance. And, you know, I know that he started at Florida State and wasn't getting the time that he was looking for. And now that he's at NC State, looks like he's found a good home. And for me, I just want to see a continued progression right now. The fact that he's getting these regular reps, it's really cool for, you know, for Sam and I to see, considering that we've covered him since he was a young pup throwing with the left hand. But I just right now just look for progressions and look for NC State to give him things early on that are in his skill set. You want to make sure that he feels comfortable in that offense and then have him continue to grow and evolve. I know that yesterday was a tough one against North Carolina, but considering what this year is really for college football in general, it's going to be interesting to see how Bailey continues to grow into that offense. And so it's good to see that first step yesterday.
All right, John, listen, just real quick here. We're having a little issue with Sam can't hear. Sam, first of all, quit moving around. And,
yeah, really?
And get back and look. He's like a control central. He's got six. Now he's back. See? Quit moving and you can hear everything.
No, really? That was something that just went out. We had some of that. John, we had to talk about high school football while we got you on here this year.
I've heard of high school football.
And the fact of the hoops that everybody has to jump through to get games, because we didn't know who was going to play. Gradually, school system adding on, and you can get, you know, games postponed at the last second. Just some of the things that GPB Sports has had to deal with this year. But still, the games are on. You had a great one Friday night.
Yeah, we were at the Hornet's Nest for Cherokee and Roswell. And, I mean, for us this year, I mean, you talk to coaches, and coaches, they sit there and they say, you know, we get to 3:15 on Friday afternoon and we hop on the bus, or if we get to the field house, then we've done it right. And for GPB, you know, for those that kind of been paying attention to, I guess, how NASCAR does it and how NASCAR has been doing it this year, I'm the only on-air talent on site. And everyone else, from a talent perspective, Hannah, Matt, and Wayne Gandy, they're doing it remotely from the studios at Georgia Public Broadcasting. And we still have the crew on site to give you all the pictures and sounds and stuff. But from a talent perspective, everything is sent back to Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Matt, Wayne, and Hannah do a great job of analyzing stuff. And, you know, Kevin Gerke, our sports director, he's done a great job of making sure that they get all the camera angles that they need so they can get a broadcast done. And you know, for us on site, like I said, I'm Johnny Cash this year, the man in black so far, and wearing a mask and doing all the social distancing. And we have coaches who come over to my fortress of solitude over in the end zone, and they can answer questions that way. You know, it's a lot of logistics went into it, but it's fun, and it's great that we're able to do that kind of stuff.
John Nelson, GPB, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Is there a common theme that you're hearing when you talk to the coaches that have prepped for this season, and as far as the hurdle that they have gone through trying to get their teams ready for this season?
Well, the biggest thing, Greg, is that these coaches, they're learning how to coach differently. And in talking with them, biggest thing that I gather from them is, you know how in the past when you would hear coaches who would sit there, you know, and if there's something wrong with a player, if he's injured, you know, oh, it's a stinger, rub some dirt on it, you know, oh, you'll be okay, shake it off, those kinds of things. I'm hearing coaches, and coaches are telling me this, that they want to know ahead of time, and this is the first time that they've been able to think about things in this way. They want to know when a player isn't feeling well. You know, call me from home. Tell me from home that you're not feeling well. And so don't be afraid to reach out from home to tell me these kinds of things, because if you're not feeling well and you come and you hang out with your friends and your teammates and your schoolmates, then things could, you know, you could make a whole lot of other folks sick. And so coaches are just learning a new philosophy on the fly as to how to coach, really.
Yeah, spending time on the way for it. I'm outlined with John Nelson. Congratulations to John. He is from the Georgia Broadcasters. They named him the best sports anchor, large market, for his work with GPB Sports. And congratulations,
thank
partner.
You certainly deserve
that. GPB Sports is going to some different places. We're seeing games coming from some places we haven't been to games before. Talk a little bit about that and what this season is allowing you to do and visit some places.
Yeah, and what we've done every week so far is that, you know, we might have been to a familiar place, but we're showcasing teams that haven't been on our air. Like our first week out of the blocks, we were at Cedar Grove and Milton, and we got to see Cedar Grove. We're used to seeing them in the last game of the year, but we ended up, you know, getting to see Cedar Grove during the regular season this past week when we were at Roswell. It was the first time that Cherokee was on our air. And this week upcoming on Friday night, we're going to be at Collins Hill for the first time to show everybody North Gwinnett and Collins Hill. And so it's fun to show these teams that we haven't had the opportunity to, and it's working out to where the matchups in region play so far, or in non-region play when we started our schedule, where we're showcasing teams that we haven't had the chance to see. It's a bit of a fun adventure to add these teams to our dossier.
John, real quick, we don't have much time left, but I want to get an idea from you. What's the window for high school football as far as missing games, games being postponed, for them to still achieve title games when it's all said and done? We've been talking about the Big Ten earlier. They got no window. Pac-12 is going to start in a couple weeks, so they can't miss any games if they want to be included in the playoffs. What's it look like for high school?
Right now, everything is locked in for schedules, but I'll give you an example, Greg, as to how things can compress. Chattooga up in northwest Georgia, they're having to finish their regular season with 5 games in 19 days so they can get everything squared away in region play so they can be ready for postseason. So obviously the schedules are still consistent where you're playing on a Thursday, a Friday, or a Saturday, but if things... if you end up with a bye week in there somewhere, or if you end up having to play midweek and then you play on weekend, I mean, Dublin played 2 games in a week to try to get back online, and they pulled that off fairly well. So right now, everything is, you know, what the schedule is, but if your team ends up having to do something midweek and then on a weekend, don't be surprised if that happens too.
Wow, man, that's something. And we've heard it happen with basketball. That's one thing to do it with basketball, but to do it with football, wow, that's going to be tough. We'll watch to see what happens. John, we appreciate you getting up and spending some time. Once again, congratulations.
Congratulations!
Folks, you know, the big honor
with Georgia
Broadcasters. Thanks so much. And he is social. You want to follow? He is very social. You can follow him on Twitter at OSG Nelson, at OSG Nelson. John, thanks so much, man. Always good catching up.
Yeah, man. Enjoy your day.
Be well, guys. Thank you. Be good.
Thank you.
All right, that is the award-winning John Nelson.
That's how we got to bring him in from now on, man. The award-winning John Nelson. Probably going to get a parking spot with a thing on it, with a name tag and all that, when he gets to go back to the office. Are folks going back over there, man, to GPB, the actual physical building?
There people back in there? And you know, yes, they are, because you know what's going on over there in some parts of it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's right.
Chris Baller, Saturday Down South, is going to join us. Also, there is a full-blown casting call. Not only that, we got it up on the site. I'm so excited. That's coming up at 7 o'clock hour. But up next, Mr. Crenshaw is going to bring us up on what's going on locally, high school, and on the college level. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And be sure to check us out, radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.